Hey
there, Hank. This your girl Dominique LeBlue. I am so glad you are on Anchor. Now I can listen to you while I drive. Anyways, much success. See you around. Bye.
Oh. Hey, you guys snuck up on me. What's going on? You know who it is. It's your boy, Big Tank. Hank, coming at you with another live stream. And it feels so good to actually be in the house for real, not fooling nobody with the facsimile, because there's nothing like the real deal. Y'all like the beard right there? You know, my job now allows us to grow beards so I can look like my actual picture up there. Thank y'all for coming through. We gonna try this one more time. Somebody that I'm a big fan of, Josh Aquamate, is back in the den. Yes, you know, we had technical difficulties. The streaming gods deemed it unnecessary for us to stream at the time that we tried the first time. But I think that we have their blessings this go round. So, without further ado, I'm gonna bring him up. And then we're going to come over there and holler at y'all in the chat. Josh, what's going on? No, don't do it. Don't do it. Hey.
Hey, we can hear each other this time.
It was in my head before you tried it. I was like, I know he's going to do it.
I couldn't resist. How are you, man? Thank you for having me.
Man, I'm lovely, man. I'm glad to see you in the house, man. And we can. No, I can hear you, you know.
It's good. No, yeah, everything's loud and clear and lighting and all of that. But I think it was my bad. You think it was your bad. But I think I was trying to stream live from my phone last time, and it just was not working.
No,
it was weird though, because like last time we were having a chat behind the, you know, before the stream started, and it was okay. And then
I reloaded something,
went live, and I'm like, oh, I can't hear anything that I was going on.
Yeah, it was definitely crazy. It was definitely crazy.
But we're there. We've made it.
But we're in the house. Let's see who we got over in the chat. Hey, y'all. I got a link at the top of the chat there. I have it locked in, whatever you call it. Just in case Josh has to go down, I got a spot I'm going to do after that. That's going to be what is in your fish tank. It may not happen. But if it does, the link is there, and I'm gonna bring people up one at a time, you know, so you can, if you want to show what you got, you want to talk about it, what you're interested in at the moment or whatever, hey, we're gonna do that. For those people checking out this here on replay, and when I upload it over on the podcast side, if you're just listening to us talk, thank you for coming through. Let's see who we got over here in the chat. First in, Aquafunk says, second time is a charm. Yeah, you right, Funk. You right. And look like we all in a glorious way. Melvin Reeve, my brother from another mother. Already, Melvin. ABC Aquatic Biotope Creations, thank you for coming in. We got Danikin is back. Yes. And I was over there in the chat before I had to come over here and get ready. And I'm glad that you are back, sir. I'm glad. Welcome. 503 Aquatic. What's going on, Shana? What's going on? Lonnie, a.k.a. Looney Tunes. Yes, all is well, fella. All is well. All right. Carol Cox, welcome in, man. Welcome in. Aqua Balls, what's going on, brother? What's going on? Aquariums Maintained by Andy. Jeffrey Wise. Misfit Reptiles and Aquatics. Hey, Misfit and Aquaball. You know I got my Herps stream over there. Y'all holler at me. TheBigTankHank@gmail.com. So I can get y'all on there. Bosa Balls. Speaking of, Reptile, thank you for coming through. Thank you for coming through. Aquafunk, one more time. You got a rooster in your fish tank. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it's all about, Funk.
They're weaving in Florida, aren't they?
That's what it's all about. What can we get? What can we get in these fish tanks? Hey, don't judge Aquafunk for a chicken in his fish tank. Don't do it.
I'm judging you.
Only Oscars, what's going on? Ricky De Hoyos, what's going on, man? Thank you for coming in. Gina's Reeve, what's happening? What's going on? Surf City Cichlids, how you doing? How you doing? Hey, y'all, share this out on your social media. Let's get some more people in here. Hit those like buttons as you've come in. Now, as the title said on the last one, Aquamate, what's in your tank?
No chickens, unfortunately. And first, I just want to say hey to everyone in the chat as well. It's cool to see a lot of names that I haven't seen for a while. It's good. We were talking about the fish fam a bit before, and yeah, it's cool to be able to hang out and just chat for a little while. So what is in the tank? The tank in front of me has a tiger antler in it with a squished tail. So I've been doing a bit of research in the last week or two, trying to like sort of figure out what to do when you have like a guppy or something like that. That one of the first things you'll notice when they're not feeling well is their tail just starts to squish. Yep. Basically is the best way to say it. And it means that they're not well, something's taking over and getting into control. And if you don't do anything about it, you pretty much will always lose that fish. So I've got a little 10-liter tank here with just an antler that I'm using some white spot remedy on at the moment, and I think it's working pretty well. Actually, so I'm actually doing a video on it that if it does work, then that's going to hopefully answer some questions for a lot of people. I'm on my computer, so I can't move it around to show you the tanks, but I can jump on my phone if you want me to have a look at some of the tanks and do it that way.
Hey, we are right here. We've invested in this moment. So whatever you want to do, we good.
Well, mainly, so for anyone that doesn't see my channel, I have a big tank with a huge goldfish that was a rescue from a friend of mine when they couldn't keep it anymore. And I keep that with some white clouds, some Pakistani loaches, corys, and gold barbs and endlers, because there's endlers in most of my tanks because they breed like crazy. I recently made a Nintendo tank. So I got an old Nintendo Mini and I gutted it, took all the electrics out and everything, and I put it into a fully planted Java fern Anubius tank. So I tried to make it a little bit look like it's just 1,000 years after mankind has left the earth and the plants are taking over and the Nintendo is still surviving. And there's a whole bunch of neon Tetras in there because Nintendo 80s, neons, 80s, neon Tetras.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's where that endler's from. So there's two tiger endlers in there, which look really good. And I'm going to put in some females and try and breed them. And some cherry shrimp. Two cherry shrimp have died. So I've just got to keep watching that. I have 10, now I've got 8. They all look really happy and healthy. Then all of a sudden I see one not happy and healthy. Otherwise, the tank that you can kind of see, if you change the thing on the StreamYard behind me, is some black, if I do it this way, that tank, some black Ocellaris clownfish in that tank. And then we have Ember Tetras over here. We've got more black bar endless breeding. And then I've got a big 4-foot tank with dwarf neon rainbows and a bunch of otter cinclus through a lot of those as well. But the dwarf neon rainbows were all breeding this summer, which was really cool. But I think they ate all the babies. So I might try and see if I can repeat that, but get the babies out this time.
Gotcha. Hey. Tropic.
Hey, how you doing?
Jeffrey Watts, you heard him say he thinks they ate the fry. So next time, he's going to pull them out. Hey, y'all, that's an important message for him to hear from someone other than myself.
Who was this? You know,
Jeffrey Watts. He's in the chat.
hey, we're talking about this way.
I'm the fry harvest king. Let me see one fry drop. I'm in there with my little round little net thingies, shallow. Yeah. I'm in there like, come back every 15 minutes.
Get more. Well, that's the thing. I have Rickia in that tank, and the Rickia has just gone, it's floated off to the top, and it's just growing so thick and full. It's even actually funny because I had some Monte Carlo in there that didn't take, trying to do a carpet, and it's floated up to the top, got stuck in the Rickia, and it's actually growing outside the Rickia. So I've got this Rickia Monte Carlo floating like top of the tank. That's why I didn't bother with the babies, because it's so thick and lush, they could easily escape the parents. But I think the parents are very good hunters.
Are there some waiting?
But I didn't expect them to breed. And so it was definitely something that... I also had the Ember Tetras in here that started breeding, which I hadn't bred... I've bred lots of live bearers before and dwarf cichlids, but not tetras or rainbows. And I think it was sort of what I was trying to do was, have you ever used the spin tester? So API have a spin tester. I think there's a few brands that have it. And usually you'll have it at a store and you go in, you take a water sample into the store and they put it in this disc and then they put it in the machine and it just spins it. And then
like a centrifuge.
Well, sort of. It's. I don't know if it's. You might be thinking of a different machine, but it will spit out onto the computer your exact pH, KH, everything, and then it will also underneath say, "This is how many grams of KH you need to add to the tank, or equilibrium, all that sort of stuff." And when I was doing that, that's when I got the baby. So maybe it's a little bit of a hint for me to go, all right, if I really want to breed something, let's nail those parameters again and we'll get them going.
Hey, that's one of the easier ways to do it. And unlike us human beings, animals, a lot of times if you can get them, if numbers don't lie, but men do. If you can get some numbers associated with anything that you're doing with them, 9 times out of 10, they're going to fat themselves out to be true, more often than not. Yes, people, yeah, not so much. We're so erratic and all over the place. Yeah, don't bank on nothing. Hey, I'm going to bet some money on that. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Not a person.
So another thing that I was, it's not really a tank. Well, sort of is a tank. I'll grab these. This is kind of funny. I'll tell you a little story.
This is a bit weird.
These three. My wife needed some help over the weekend, during the week. And she makes dry flower arrangements. And Mother's Day is coming up, so she needed a few more supplies and that sort of stuff. So we went to this shop. It's called Spotlight. I don't know if there's any Aussies in the chat here, but it's basically like the worst place to go if you're a man. No, it used to just be like textiles and that sort of stuff. So sewing equipment and fabrics, and you're like, I'll wait in the car.
Gotcha.
But they sort of do a few more things there now. And I went in there helping her out to carry everything. And then I was like, hang on, I'm going to get this. And I said to her, I was like, did I just buy glass candle holders? So I got these. And what I'm going to do with them is make some mausoleums with that one. And this one here is like a different one, but doesn't have a lid. And then this one here, which is a bit fancy, I'm going to make this week, I'm going to make a wabi-kusa out of it. So do you know what a wabi-kusa is?
Yes. So I'm wondering how you're going to keep with it being water. Yeah.
Well, this is probably, it's not going to hold a lot of water, but it's going to hold some water.
Oh, okay. I got that.
And then this means I can take that off, spray it, and keep the moisture in there as well.
There you go. Gotcha.
So what I'm going to do is that Ricky Monte Carlo that I was telling you about before, it literally is Riccia, just all together. So Riccia is like a really thin, tangly plant. It's a floating plant. So it sort of almost looks like grass. But then the Monte Carlo has come up because it's close to the light. It's growing like long strands. It's not growing a thick, dense bush. So it's almost like a star popping out of the grass of another plant. So what I'm going to do is go to that tank, grab a bunch of that stuff out of the top of it. And this here is called a Wabi-Kusa ball. So that's like aquatic soil inside of the sphagnum moss. And it's all intertwined together. So then we tie all the plants all the way around the ball. The ball lives in there. And all the plants will be living on the ball. And then we do that. And then we just get a light to sit over the top of it. So that's a project I'm working on at the moment. And there's the other ones will have to be a bit of fun. But that was the one that sort of inspired it. And a company called Glassbox. Oh, where are we? Glassbox sent those over to me to try out, which will be fun. So that's another thing I've been trying to do a bit of is Wabi-Kusa. I have one over here that looked really good. Did a short video on it, on making it, which was a lot of fun. But yeah, I think I told you that my father passed away a few months ago. And when that all happened, the Wabi-Kusa, because I wasn't really paying enough attention to the tanks, the Wabi-Kusa was the first drain. But I also got all these little white mites on there, and they were destroying some of the plants and then started drying out. And I was like, I'm just going to let it go because I need to restart it. It's never, with those little white mite thingies, I'm never going to get rid of them. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Very
good idea.
Yeah. It's cool because you use the aquatic plants. So it's another way of learning how to grow plants and how they react and how they look and how you can sort of utilize that moving forward, because I like trying to do different aquascapes every couple of months. So there's one over here that started to fall apart because of a hair algae issue, so I'll pull all that out and I'll redo a new scape. Also, next to that saltwater tank, I've got another tank just the same size that was actually I bought for my dad a few years ago, so I'm going to do something with that as well. So yeah, ever expanding collection.
Gotcha. Keep it busy. But yeah, that seems like a good idea that you're trying
to keep busy. Yes.
Yeah, you put something in my head that I might want to try.
Yeah.
A little enclosed. Cause I have a terrarium over there with a frog from a frog in it. I might, because those could be springtails that showed up in that. Springtails, somebody said aphids, but they could be springtails because of the possible mold that was growing.
I think they were aphids, actually. That rings a bell. I think I've only ever seen them on roses, so I think that's right.
Okay.
Aphids. And I think you can use peppermint spray to keep those sorts of things away and it doesn't harm the plants, but I could be wrong. But yeah, everything was too far. I'm looking at it right now going, I let you down. But we can always do it again anyway. It's going to be a bit of fun.
Anubias nana growing as a terrestrial plant and a gecko vivarium. Oh, there we go.
Yep.
Y'all giving me all these ideas.
Well, that's the thing. I really like the natural, like when you can make things look as natural as possible. Obviously, you want sort of pretty natural rather than just going, you know, here's everything's murky and there's a couple sticks and you go, well, that's what it would look like out there. You kind of want to be in awe of it. But yeah, really natural looking tanks. And then obviously mesariums, terrariums, and the Wabi-Kusa. They all do that, don't they? You can get something out of it. all of them definitely give you that vibe and bring nature inside. The other tank that I've got over here that has no fish in it is a Dutch scape. So that's a bit different. That's not really a natural occurring sort of situation. That's almost like landscaping, going in with hedges and trimming and cutting and keeping things in shape, which is actually, it's really tricky, but also it's really, I think it's actually a good one to do if you start getting passionate about plants, because it forces you about plant maintenance. You've got to keep the water changes up. You've got to keep the algae off, which I haven't, which is why we were talking about it earlier. Tomorrow will be a big water change day for this room. Learning how they grow, how fast they grow, how well they grow, and also then getting so many different species and going, hey, all of them are doing well, or some are thriving, some aren't. And then you can sort of then take that to another tank and go, well, actually, I really like these two plants. I'm going to do a natural looking tank, and they grow really well in this environment.
Gotcha. Yeah. Since I got on the terrarium deal, I was always a plant keeper. Like my wife, I'd get plants and, hey, baby, here's some flowers. Here's, and I'd be the one to have to keep them alive. But since I did the terrarium deal, I've gotten real big on plants. Now, we got a lot of answers on the possible eradication of aphids.
Yes. I'm just having a look at ABC's channel for the biotope creations. I'll hit the subscribe button there and I'll come back and have a look at that for sure.
Right. We got Chalupano tomatoes. Yes. Hitting all the people that just slid through. Fish Tropic Canada. What's going on? Another brother from another mother. What's going on? What's going on?
And ladybugs.
Geek Boy. Welcome in, sir. Welcome in. Welcome in. All right.
That would be, imagine a Wabi-Kusa with a praying mantis just living in it, being like, hey, I'm keeping your stuff clean, and I'm just, this is my patch. This is my garden. And it'd be so zen and cool.
lurking about, cause just to sit and watch, especially if you can, if you make it as such. I mean, it would have this, could I use the word ethereal? Because of the Wabi-Kusa, you know, you're thinking of fantasy, you know, y'all forgive me, I'm a nerd like that. You know, I look at those types of shows. You know, you have this image of planet that uncharted territory, and that we've showed up in our spaceship, you know, and we found this this mountain utopia with these plants, you know, sitting out, look like it's floating out in space. I know I'm painting this big picture for y'all, but hey, that's how I think. But yes, and you see this mantis, you know, he's like an alien, and he's out there chilling, you know, and you're looking at him from a distance.
Yeah. I've got a couple of those floating rocks, and that's one that I always thought is kind of, I mean, it's going to be really tricky. Maybe you could do it as a ring, but that would be really cool to do some sort of floating planted rock. Obviously, you just going to not want to see the strings holding it up, but
well, it could be done be like
because
really
cool. If you can make it look natural but out of this world,
that's gotcha.
Awesome.
fishing line up the center.
Yep.
And it would inevitably disappear, especially the more plants, the bottom side of it, the more plants that's growing here, you'll never see it, you know, the one strand going up. So yeah, that could definitely be done.
Definitely. Like that light in front of you, something like that sort of shape floating. That way the plants can still grow. And yeah.
Anyway, gotcha.
Now I'm thinking out of this world as well. I was trying to... I'm trying to find my little phone stand. And I'll show you the Nintendo tank because I reckon you'll like it.
Y'all pardon my sniffling. This weather has been up and down and all over the place, and I cannot seem to completely get away from having a slight cold. When it's gone, it comes back. It rains on me. Texas weather is trash. If you wanted to change, just wake up the next day and voila, you have different weather. Right now, I'm not a 100-degree guy, but I'll take 100 degrees. I'll take it.
What I'll have to, I'll mute myself on here. I think, will that work, or do I have to mute myself on my phone?
To do what?
To join in with this screen.
I think if you mute yourself on here, you mean like for the echo?
I've got to mute myself on the phone. Yeah. Allow access.
What you saying, Fish Tropics? Is the weather like that there too?
Oh, it's starting to get cold here, but it's I'm the same as you. I'm like hay fevery all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And man, I'm so sensitive to the barometric pressure, man. It is crazy. I can feel it at all times. The fluctuations. I mean, it's crazy. Griffin, what's going on? What's going on?
Maybe that's not going to work. That's not very fun.
I don't know. Let me see. Let me see if I can find it. I should be able to go right to it, huh, guys? You know, I've been doing this for a while now. I should be able to just, you know, talk about it. Yeah, see, look at that. Well, you swear I was an expert at this point. Speaking of the, here you go, looking natural, and I would open the door, but I don't know where my frog is right now. He might come flying up out of that.
What sort of frog is it?
Red-eyed tree frog.
Sweet.
Talking about the natural looking. Here we go.
Mute.
All right. You just popped on. I can bring you up on your second camera. Let me see.
I don't want that one. I want that one.
You want me to bring that up, or are you still?
There we go.
Wow. I like to make the sound effect. Voila. Boom. Bam. There you go.
We go that way.
With no echo.
That was actually then my phone. Is it actually working? Because that was such a good impersonation. Yeah, so this is the little hospital tank. That's the Rikia. That's what I was talking about before.
Okay. So
that's what the Rikia looks like. And like sitting up there, I was trying to make like a bonsai with that wood there. Now I can't see.
Thank you very much, Derek. Thank you. Thank you for coming through also. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, I'll show you. This. You won't be able to hear me as well, but... Look at this. There's a dog. And another dog.
Are they aquatic?
You got wet feet, Billy?
No.
What about you, Sam? Sam, I'll work. Hold on. Alright. So that's the Nintendo tank. We're already getting a lot of algae. Growing on the Nintendo, it's only been a couple of weeks. Yeah, so all the algae's growing on the like, front of the glass already. The shrimp are pretty happy, except for the one that, yeah, as I said, I found a dead one. But yeah, the neon tendrils look really cool against all that greenery as well. That's something I'm working on. That was that Lavi Crusoe. This is my big goldfish hiding under the pothos. So yeah, he was a rescue. And then we've got
pretty big gold bulbs. Look here, man, and those are white clouds. But that's sort of a pretty natural thing.
I'll show you something that sucks. Sorry, everything's so messy in here. Papa.
This kind of looks natural. It's not meant to, though. We've got all this hair algae, and it got intertwined with the Monte Carlo, which was down here. And every time I try to get rid of it, I just end up with more and more of it. And it's gross. This one here, check the setting, it doesn't turn on until later, is just full of these guys. Full of black bar endless. There's a little fish, guppy grass, lots of plants, wood behind there. Sort of just like a holding tank, really, but the plants, and yeah, we've got lots and lots of endless in there. And this guy. Well, I might actually move into the Dutch scape. I'll show you these guys too. Change the light. And
you won't be able to hear me when I go and do this, but I'll show you the tank in the lounge room, which I haven't shown anyone for ages. And that was it. It's a bit tricky. If I had the mic on in there, yeah, we would have got those weird noises. But you see that plant on the top? That's what I was talking about, how the Monte Carlo is actually on top of the water.
And that, I mean, was it like in the substrate initially? Thank you, Derek. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
With those stickers.
Hey, Derek, good work. It was, and then it floated up, it came out, and it wasn't really working. Didn't have the right light on that light. That one probably was really flickery, but that's just $25 floodlights growing all of that. So that was helping get things up. What I want to do with that tank is, yeah, rip all that stuff out the top. I want to get rid of it anyway, but yeah, I'm going to use it on all these in here as little. Well, I suppose it's not really a mesarium, but it's like they're all going to be like little mini wabi-kusas. Could almost even actually, just came up with an idea then, put substrate in, water, and then float it at the top here, and then put a light on and just be like a deep-bodied wabi-kusa. That could work. Let it grow out over the glass.
It would definitely do it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's sort of giving me a bit of inspiration to go and do those. And yeah, you can see a couple tanks a bit, yeah, like this one over here, the Ember Tetra tank, that's a bit out of control and got to restart it. Once you get that hair algae in, I've tried so many times to get rid of it, you just can't get rid of all of it.
Gotcha. Oh, no, that's the quietest. Welcome in, man. Welcome in. We're looking at your new video earlier today. yeah, man, all of those extra projects. I'm here to tell you, hair algae is a blessing.
What?
Not everybody likes it. Yeah, not everybody likes it. I'm a hair algae guy. But ergo, my shrimp. I mean, different things, because I'm the natural tank guy, you know. Despite people seeing, you know, I do water changes, I do top offs, the whole nine. I just don't take out as much water because, yes, I want some of those nutrients to stay in there because I like to have it. As you can see over my shoulder here, my shrimp loving that hair algae back there.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's good in those sorts of instances. I think when you're trying to do like an aquascape and it gets into the other plant, it's just like you're stuck. There's nothing you can do all of a sudden. Like,
yep.
You can try and use liquid CO2, and there's something else, I've forgotten the name of it, but it's effectively like a peroxide, and inject it directly onto it to try and kill that spot. But yeah, it'd be very, very tricky to try and get every last bit of it.
Yeah, but it does, I can honestly say. Yes, I do like hair algae.
That's what I was just reading there.
Yeah, I can't read the your name there, but yes, I do. For one, hair algae lets you know if your TDS and your natural, your nutrients, if they're getting kind of high, they're gonna let you know that it's going on. And it's gonna help you recover from that. That's one thing. But just the look of it, I'm a youngster. You know, I did the whole, I'm from the country, like, that's where I hung out in the woods, you know, so I was forever in a creek somewhere with flippers on and some goggles, snorkels, and for those people that don't know, algae exists in the wild.
No, it doesn't, because Mother Nature doesn't want to change.
Hey. And I've seen some algae take over, you know, in the little natural ponds and stuff. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, how you say near and dear to your heart type of scenario. Some of the better times in my life were hanging out, you know, me and my best friend as young guys during the summer, you know, in those ponds and in those creeks. So when I come to my fish room, I want to look into my tanks and I want to see that I used to see then. You know, I'm not invite people to my house to come look at my tanks guy. And if you looked at any of my videos, when I make actual videos, I don't have like these aquascaped, beautiful, crystal clear water tanks. That's just not me. I'm showing you the fish. Don't look at my water. Don't look at my skate. I'm just showing you the fish because, hey, I like them. Now,
yeah.
I love going into, let's say, like ADG, Jeffrey Watts, that's your fish store. But ADG, you know, is real big on Mr. Amano stuff and aquascaping and all that. So it's like, it's almost like going to a furniture store that just happens to sell fish. Beautiful, 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 beautifully scaped tanks. Clear, clean, concise. Love it. I love to see it. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. That's just not my personal, you know, fish tank deal.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's one of the cool things about this hobby is that, yeah, some people love just a big fish in with nothing else in the tank, or some people like lots and lots of little fish, but some people like, yeah, you have your black water aquariums. I reckon they're all beautiful, which is good. But I personally am in awe of some of the aquascapes that you see, and I'm just want to try and create my own someday, and I'm learning. That was my goal 2 years ago. We had the Underwater Pet Expo, which is like our aquashella. It never existed before. You guys did an aquashella, and then we went, hang on, we have nothing like this. And then YouTuber Parker's Reef, so he's all saltwater, he just pulled some stuff together, and we actually got to do an expo and then had a big aquascaping competition, and I made it my goal. I want to learn how to aquascape. And then I became friends with all the aquascapers, and now they're doing YouTube channels and they weren't doing that before. And it's amazing how everyone can sort of like learn from each other and inspire each other as well.
Right. Fish Tropic says algae blooms are not your friend. And ironically, Fish Tropic, some people have heard me say it on here. I've never had an algae bloom. Never had an algae bloom, like ever, literally ever. That's not a, you know, as people say, no cap. Yeah, I'm not, that's not one of those types of things. When you're doing something intentional, that's, let's say shabby chic. Is that a good way for me to describe it? If it's intentional, you probably, or most people, put in almost as much work as the people who are doing the pristine tank. You put in as much work to maintain a certain balance to where it can look a certain way and you don't have the algae just take over and run crazy. That tank there, that black water tank, it's black water. It's not algae. That's just extra stuff in my water column that when I change my filter floss over here, it's going to clear up by in the morning. But my filter floss is just a little dirty.
Yep. You just made me think then, while that's my knee. Hi, knee. Hi. while you're talking about algae bloom, this is my algae bloom. I don't know. Could you hear me properly then? Literally choke all the fish. I like Parker's Reef channel. Yeah, he's a good dude and it's a good channel. But yeah, you see that algae. That was one that I'm like working with an aquascaper saying, this is coming through. And he's like, yep, don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all getting into
equilibrium.
Exactly. That's the right word. and yeah, you just got to keep up those water changes. So that's me doing it maybe midweek, 2 weeks ago, then thinking I won't do it on the weekend because I've already done it, and then leaving it for another week and going, oh, yeah, now I've left it for like 10 or 11 days where I should be doing it. So that's tomorrow's project.
Gosh.
It is a shrimp feast. It would be. And that's where I was thinking of putting the molly in there, because mollies love eating algae and pear algaes and algaes and stuff like that too. Look at that sweet stuff. So what's news with you? What's coming up in the next week for you? I keep rambling about what I'm going to do.
Well, tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central Time, Hank's Wild About Herps. I have Keys Constrictors on a pre-recorded live stream. Y'all come through and show them people a little bit of support. I'm trying to bring them into this family. Let them know that, hey, they can put fish in their enclosures like we can get herps in ours. Okay, yeah, that's it. And I have a takeover of albino topaz guppy. They're everywhere because you know I said I believe in collecting fry. But people, part of that is now this is actually a guppy that when I first got started doing this that I used to see, you know, and I'm like, man, that's a beautiful fish. I really love them. I really love them. I'm an albino fish lover anyway, but I really love them. I really love them. I really love them. How much is that? Yeah, I'm not going to know. That's okay. I'm going to get these feeder guppies and I'm going to get these endlers. And I did that for a while. Now, being that I've been doing this for a while and it has allowed me to make friends in different areas of this fish hobby, fish in, fish out, fish. I have met people in all these different places. It has allowed me to be able to get these fish, and they're going to be available to the fish fam soon.
Very nice.
Yes. And that's just because I want them to be available.
Not us down here.
You know, I'd have to actually get a plane under the cover of darkness, you know, and fly in. Yeah.
No, that's exciting. That's good.
But yeah, that's just a little something. And I have this tank right here that I showed earlier. I had fry. I moved my guppy fry over to a big, well, I'm not going to get down there because I'm kind of confined, but I have a 50-gallon tank down here.
Okay.
Just fill up fry. Okay. Well, I moved them over from this tank. And I have a lot of least killifish in here that I'm allowing to rebound.
Yep.
And I have one rocket killy in the tank behind me with my guppies. I mean, with my shrimp. He's by himself over there. And Jeffrey Watts is starting a colony up. And I'm going to get a female or two from him. And that tank that I just showed, I'm going to try to get me a colony of rocket killies over there.
Killies.
Other than that, that's just about all that that I got going on, other than trying to get my amphibian and reptile and whatnot thing going. And my podcast, I'm trying to fine tune that. It's for the people that, you know, you have a busy life and at your office, on your computer, if you want to stream this live stream right here and just listen to it, you can, because I'm going to put the audio over on my podcast channel, along with all of my other live streams. If you're at the gym, if you're on the road traveling, wherever you might find yourself to where it would not be conducive to you looking at your phone, I'm going to still provide that content for you.
I do apologize to those that are listening to it on the podcast because I was walking around showing tanks without audio for a little bit.
No, we can hear you.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I was thinking, what is a rocket killifish? Never heard of it. But we call them clown killifishes down here.
No. Yeah, they're clown killifish, but the rocket is kind of a throwback, you know. I like it because of that tail that I use it.
Yeah,
but yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, so clown like killers.
Is it a different? Is there like a clown and then there's a rocket clown, or
no? They're the same.
Okay, yeah.
That was just a different name for it. Same fish.
I was looking at them the other day for the Nintendo tank, thinking, they look pretty cool. They'd be nice in there, but then, I couldn't think of like how I could relate it to being a video game, so I just left it. And I haven't kept them before. I've had golden panchaks before. But not rocket killifish.
I mean, you could. They would have to be bigger because, ergo, rocket looks like a little spaceship with a flame coming out from it. But you would have to be up on the tank, you know, Nintendo video game. And you got them going around in there with the little, you know. You could do it.
you just gave me an excuse to do it. Because I'm thinking clown. I'm like, clown killifish is nothing but rocket. You're like, hang on. Yeah, that's why I got the rocket shrimp in there, like space invaders. They look like little aliens.
Exactly.
I was thinking of that, and then I have to say, Daniel Keeping Fish, if he listens to this, he pointed out that they look like aliens, so it's the best thing to do. And I was like, oh, yes, I'm going to do it now. Now I'm going to end up with rocket killifish, and I'll have to say, you help me.
Gotcha.
For sure.
See, and I think I call them rockets. I hold on to that because You know, you hear people say, oh my God, I can't stand clowns. I don't like clowns, but for different reasons. Nothing to do with fear. I just don't like silly.
Yep.
We can be funny. You know, hey, we can laugh at jokes all day long. Silly? Oh my God.
I love it. Your face is so serious.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I just. Oh, hey. And y'all pardon me. I've been working in penile institutions for a while. And there's certain characteristics that just run me crazy. That's used as ploys and things of that nature, you know. So it's like, hey, get out of my face with that, you know.
Yeah.
I can have a good regular conversation with you, treat you like a man, you know, and we good. But yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
No, I love it. Good. I'm going to have to jump off. I've got to leave in 6 minutes, and I've still got to get the little guy ready. But is there any questions or anything that you wanted to ask that I haven't answered?
I got one.
Yes.
I got one, and who knows, another one may come behind it, but I'm not going to hold you. Because we did real good, man. 51 minutes. I can't be mad at that. Slap Chris Rock or don't slap Chris Rock?
Oh, what? You can't end on that. No, you can't. You can't slap Chris Rock. I feel like it's someone using their power and popularity to try and get away with something that no one should be getting away with. And that could have been handled way, way better. And if it really did offend them that Chris Rock would come out and say, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. And the egg still would have been on Chris Rock's face and Will Smith would have looked like he handled it properly. But then it just turned into a me. No,
yep.
Look at me. And then he won that award afterwards and then he's crying. And then it was like, it was just almost like, no, you don't understand. I'm feeling all the feels. I get all the feels and I'm above all of you and I'm letting you in on my world. I was like, nah.
And then, unfortunately, his wife disrespected him afterwards.
What did she do afterwards?
Spoke on how, well, you know, he shouldn't have hit him. It should have been done differently. And
yeah, they've got a complicated relationship too, don't they?
Yeah, but you let all this play out, you know.
Yeah. And real, I don't know. It really wasn't. I couldn't see how that would be. Maybe okay. Like I get really bad eczema. So if someone pointed out something about me being red or, you know, having spots or whatever on my skin or something, you'd be like, "Hey, it's because of this. That's why." Not like you keep making fun. But also, you laugh at the first one, second one, third one, fourth one, then you start going. Hey, you keep going on about it. This is what it is. So then you educate them. Then if they keep going, you go, oh, you're being nasty. You're not like just having fun. You're being nasty. So, yeah.
He laughed. He laughed, period. It was, and here's the thing. Everything you said, I agree with. I didn't know anything about her alopecia issues. Now, my wife did. You know, she has the red carpet, a red tabletop, whatever it is. And she speaks on these things. And they even played a video where she's like, hey, you know, this is what I deal with and I'm empowered by it. I don't have any issues. Okay, if all of that has already transpired, then he was just made to look like a fool all by himself.
Yep.
Because guess what? Chris Rock is a comedian. I love comedians. Mind you, ironic how I said I don't like silly, but I love comedy. I love comedians.
Yep.
And, Kevin Hart has this
you like wit. Wait
interview. Yes, exactly. Not I like wit.
Wit. Yeah, witty comedy.
He interviews all these popular comedians, and one thing that's always reoccurring is comedians saying part of what make what they do great was there's nothing that's off limits, not even themselves.
Yep.
And people know it's not personal. I don't hate you. For one, I may not even know you, but this is what we do.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think that was a
100%. You know. And I like Chris Rock a lot as well. And I just, if that's it, I'm also like, I'm not cool with how PC everything's getting. Like, you're just starting to get to the point where, like, if that, everyone did jump up and say, no, yeah, that's not on, well, you go, well, you're going to have to shut down comedy clubs because someone cannot stand up and then try and make something relatable to you and then take a spin on it. And then if you don't agree with it, you get to say, nah, you're not allowed to say that. The whole world's going to crumble. We'll all just might as well sit inside and not have opinions.
Hey, you remember where I work, right?
Yeah.
So I was sitting there looking at it like, hey, no one gets to just walk up on stage in public like that and slap someone.
No.
Exactly. Nobody gets to do it.
Well, and what was even more like concerning was that no one did anything about it. Not one person like yelled back at Will going, settle down, mate. Like when he's sitting there screaming and going, no, you settle down. Or security taking him out, or someone coming in at the next break going, what just happened was not okay. We're going to have to ask you to leave. Like no one stood up to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was pretty incredible.
That's where we are.
Level quick.
Yeah. And you know, it is a real situation. And I've always believed on my stream to speak on real situations. My schedule has thrown my whole thing off to where none of it is like, you know, I had, you know, hey, this is what we're doing. So this time I'm like, man, a long time ago in this stream, I'm like, man, I'm going to ask him this. I'm, you know, hey, I'm going to touch this one.
But he won't, because
I like that. I believe in real life. Oh, no, not that. But I believe in real life. I believe in seeing what people, I mean, for God's sakes, 503 Aquatic Shannon. We talked about snacks for like almost 2 hours on my live stream.
Yep.
Literally. We talked about snacks.
Too. Like, it's, you get to know the person behind it. So we have a common interest. But then, like, well, it's almost, you got two. Like, you're doing YouTube, you're doing podcasting, you're doing, you know, you're keeping fish and reptiles. Like, there's a lot of similarities then going on with you and your audience and you or me. So it is kind of fun because, like we were talking earlier about how we both spoke to Funk really early on, and we both still talk to Funk now. Like, you meet good people.
Yep, most definitely. And I can send you pictures, you know, of like my foot and a gun, and then have you say, "Hey, man, what's going on? What? Talk to me. Are you there?" I mean, you know.
I honestly, if anyone. If anyone saw those photos, you just go, hang on. Does this mean he's cancelling the stream tomorrow? Because what is going on? But I'm glad you're okay and it was all good and it was all just in a day's work.
Hey, y'all, don't be alarmed. I was at my job and it was like, for me, Central Time, it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning or something. And I'm not like realizing, hey, what time is it there? And I'm like, hey, this is my current situation. I send in these cryptic pictures, and it's like, oh my God, what is going on over there, man? I'm in Australia. I can't get over there to you. Are you asking for help?
And there you go, Funk. I talked to Funk just yesterday.
Well, I'm holding you up, man. I'm going to let you get on up out of here. But hey, you see the ticker says 58. So we done made it all the way in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we started early and had a chat together before, which was good. It was nice.
Yeah, most definitely. I believe in it. I believe in knowing the people.
In what?
Knowing the people.
No, exactly. Yes. I thought you said annoying the people. I'm like, I'm not annoyed.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I try not to do that. I try not to.
No, I appreciate you having me. And hey to everyone in the chat. It's awesome to hang out again for a little bit. And I hope everyone enjoys their Friday night and Saturday if you're down here with me.
Yes. It's what time is it right now? It's about to be Saturday morning because I can't see a clock. All I see is my ticker right there.
No, that's cool. All right, we'll stay in touch. I'll chat with you soon.
Most definitely. Messenger is always open. All right.
Thanks, man.
All right, now you have your good one now.
Will do. Cheers.
All right. Aquafarm, you talked to yourself yesterday. But yeah, y'all, thank y'all for coming through. You know, we didn't know if we was gonna be able to make it a whole hour, but he has become someone that I've grown to admire and really like in this business here that we do, because YouTube is supposed to be fun, but YouTube has its way of sneaking into your life as a business also. And it has done that for me. You know, I got a lot of things right now that I'm thinking about doing, that I am doing, that, you know, is on the business side, but I will not let anything steal the joy from me in regards to this. You know, I've missed y'all, you know, being on here and have y'all, you know, talking to each other, talking to me in the chats. I mean, comments, man, you know, it gets a little lonely. I'm telling y'all right here on the screen while you're looking at me. When I was live every week, you know, and the interaction, you know, it was real live and real life for me because I was talking to y'all. But when I went due to work on a little hiatus, you know, nobody was talking to me. I did not abandon y'all. Hey, life is what it is. You got to do what you got to do. But I still tried to make sure that you guys had something to look at that was interesting and not just trash or bluff, you know. Because you got people that just put some nonsense up. Hey, here you go. Here you go. No, no, no. I still wanted the same thing. And again, it's coming. I may have two more weeks of being live, and then I'm going to go and have to do pre-records again. But I still want you to get information. I still want you to know the people. I mean, try to know them personally, because, you know, some people actually, you know, they're like, hey, I see this person and their channel is big, or they're this, they're that, and I feel that I can't approach them. You can. They're real people. They're real people. I need a dab. What's good, aquatic nerds? What's going on? I need a dab. Is that somebody who changed their name to something else? Who is that? Are you new in the stream? Welcome if you're new. And if you're not new, tell me who you are. Thank you, Melvin. Thank you, man. Hey. Yeah, me and Aqua may be trying to get this thing. Get this thing going for a minute. Hey, y'all. Bob Kaler. Chattanooga Ed. Tell him I'm looking for him. Tell him they can't hide forever. They got to come on this screen. I'm looking for him. Oh, yeah. Y'all make sure y'all check out my podcast over there. You know, I'm going to try to change up some things on it. You know, I want to make it have its own dedicated format or dedicated content to where it's not just a repeat of what you may have already seen. Yes, for those people who missed the actual live stream, it's new for them. You know, it's, you know, I got a little background music added to it. There's some things you can do over there that's special. But I'm going to try to also integrate some independent content over there. Y'all make sure y'all show some support tomorrow on Big Tank Hank's Wild About Herps. You know, let those people know that not just snake people enjoy snakes, you know. Oh, yeah. No. I know Ricky. I know all of that. Yeah, no, I still go to his hobby stream. I know he's just been back on like maybe 2 weeks now. No, I know all of that. That was just one of those. These are people that were major parts of me starting my live streaming and everything, and we've just fall through cracks and don't get a chance to get on scheduling, family stuff. Yeah, that was just a little satire that I did right there. Nothing real serious. I'm just trying to get them on. And Bob's like, man, I'm just a boring old guy, you know. And I'm like, hey, the boring don't matter. We love you. Come on here, you know. And yeah, Chattanooga, we just hadn't been able to get scheduling together. I stream late if nobody really paid attention to it. So those people that actually can come and sit in here sitting here with us, man, thank you. Because I understand I stream late. And there's a lot of people that I'm at the bottom edge of their whole day. And I thank you very much for the people that check out the replays as well as those that actually come and participate in the stream. Hey, something new. YouTube just released that, a super thanks button? So for those people, yes, I also like to make money on YouTube. And I used to once upon a time not like to say it. But for those that later on want to say, hey, Hank, man, we really like what you do. Boop, 99 cents. I'm not tripping. I accept it all because it'll go right back into the channel and help me be able to keep this rolling. But I love y'all. I'm going to go in here and reheat a leftover Sonic burger that my wife left for me earlier in the day. You know, I'm the cleanup man. My kids are grown and all that, but I was always about the leftovers, and I don't frown up at them now. I love you people. Tell somebody else you love them. Take care of those fish and reptiles and amphibians. And y'all be blessed. I'm out. Peace. 6 p.m. Central Time tomorrow. Keys Constrictors.